Cubs seal victory number one over the Rangers. Stay tuned for the most electric 5-minute Cubs baseball podcast you've ever heard as we dive into this heart-stopping moments of today's game. Cubs fans, this one's for you.
Sure as God made green apples, someday the Chicago Cubs are going to be in the World Series.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time, and the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs come pouring out of the dugout.
The Cubs were in Texas for the final game of their 3-game series to open the year against the Rangers and had a great victory 9-5 on Sunday afternoon to put us in a position for our first victory of the year. The bats were alive. The bullpen arms were great. Let's get into it more right here on the Cubs Superfan 5-Minute Post-Win Podcast. Hey, Cubs Superfans. This segment was brought to you by the one and only Cubs Superfan Newsletter, the MVP of our show, but at least until like a hero with a wallet steps up to the plate. It's backed by all the insider information. It's game analysis, fan stories, right in your inbox nearly every day to fuel your Cubs super fan fire. Don't miss out on being a part of the heart and soul of Cubs Nation. Subscribe today. Keep the W flying high, because who needs big sponsors when you've got the best fans in the world, right? Go Cubs, go. First of all, let's take a look at the arms from the game yesterday. So Jordan Wicks started the game for the Cubs. He went 4 innings. He threw 84 pitches. He gave up 4 runs, and it wasn't that bad. Personally, I want to see our pitchers with a pitch count per inning around 12 pitches. He was at 21 pitches. It's the main reason he only lasted 4 innings. Little wild, walked too many guys, but it's early in the year. We'll cut him some slack. But what really stood out was the bullpen. Mark Leiter Jr. had a great inning in the 5th. Julian Merriweather covered the 6th and the 7th beautifully. Hector Neris shook off that little spring training rust there. I wasn't sure what he was going to be like once the season started, but he looked great in the 8th. And then Adbert came back from the home run he gave up in the opener to a shutdown, close it out, non-save appearance in the 9th. You know, with tomorrow's game expected to be rained out at Wrigley Field, I was still happy to see Adbert come in the game in the 9th. Got to get that repetition. The Rangers are a good team, and the way the pitching had looked the last couple days and in the first 4 innings, we needed somebody to shut him down. It was great to see Adbert step up. Now let's take a look at the bats. You know who was good today? Ian Happ. 4-for-5 with a walk, on base all day long. When watching him in the first 2 games, his swing seemed just a bit off, but he's seen so many pitches at the plate. Remember what I said about arms. I want to see Cubs pitchers around 12 pitches per inning when they're starters. Relievers, they can go more. They're only in for 1 inning. But in order to sustain a long outing, you've got to be around 12 pitches. And when Ian Happ alone has 10, 11 pitch at-bats against opposing pitchers, while it doesn't look great in the box score, it's the batters after him where it pays off. And a lot of that was going on in the game yesterday. Ian Happ, again, 4-for-5 on base all day long. Mike Talkman, no hits, but 3 walks, scored 2 runs. Miguel Amaya went 2-for-4. It was a great money ball type of outing. Get on base, let the next guy knock you over, let the guy after him knock you in. Just have that on repeat all day long. Huge victory for the Cubs in a tough place to play against a very good team. I like to look at the glove work on the day too. Not something that I really want to talk about. Kind of like when I don't do a post-loss podcast, because A, I don't want to talk about it because I'm too grumpy, and you probably don't want to listen to it anyways. The gloves weren't that good yesterday, but when we score 9 runs, it's okay to let the glove work slip a little bit. It's still March. You know, if we're talking about this in May, I'm not going to be very happy about it, but it's still March and it's okay. Quick look at the division, see what's going on with everybody. The Pittsburgh Pirates have started the season 4-0. Yes, it's what they do. I'm sure they'll be less than 500 by the end of May. Milwaukee opened the season 3-0. St. Louis always sucks. The Reds are 2-1. I won't even want to talk about St. Louis. You're listening to the Cubs Superfan 5-Minute Post-Win Podcast, a name I'm still figuring out as I make it up as I go. Thank you so much for listening. And subscribe to our newsletter.